For most of the last century, the Hubbard Glacier in southeast Alaska has been advancing at, well, at a glacial pace. But last month, the ice sheet sprinted forward the length of 2 football fields, 50 more feet, and it will seal off the entrance to a nearby waterway, and with it, the fishing industry in the small town of Yakutat. From member station KTOO, Ann Sutton reports.
The Setuck River, just outside of Yakutat, boasts some of the finest steelhead trout and salmon fishing in the world. Harold Eshelman of Boise, Idaho, is with a friend trying out his new rod and reel as the long twilight sets in. He's one of thousands of sport fishermen who come here for the awesome fishing.
Right out here is where we hooked probably close to 20 fish and landed one.
Sport fishing fuels the economy of this coastal village, hit hard in recent years by low salmon prices. But locals fear the boom could end with the advance of a glacier some 40 miles north. In a Cessna 206 heading out of Yakutat, pilot Les Hartley is giving rangers from the National Park Service and the U.S. Forest Service a first-hand look at the glacier.
I'm at 2,100. We'll be maneuvering over the Hubbard Glacier.
From this height, you can see the glacier's entire 6-mile face and the trouble spot at the mouth of Russell Fjord. That's where the ice is bulldozing a pile of dark sediment, called glacial moraine, into ever-shifting mounds. As a result, the channel between the moraine and the far shore has narrowed to a point that water is gushing through like a whitewater river. Peering out the window, park ranger Jocelyn Lott said the ice appears to be staying put for now.
But I think even if it just holds steady here, that's still a temporary thing. The glacier is very dynamic.
Scientists say it will close the gap for the long term. If not this year, then one day soon. When that happens, it will close off the fjord and turn it into a lake that will slowly fill with fresh water. They predict that within a year, it would flood the Setuck River with a gush of water from 10 to 40 times the river's current volume.
If that happens, that'll definitely put the final touches to the fishing around here.
At the city boat harbor, Greg Derrick is working on his fishing vessel, the Endeavor. He fishes for salmon at the mouth of the Setuck. Prices are so low that for him, the advancing menace is just the icing on a market disaster. He questions whether local government is doing enough. City leaders, he says, don't seem to be looking for solutions, solutions like dynamite.
Well, I would like to see something set up to where if it does block off again, to blow it out somehow or another.
There was talk of that in 1986, when the ice did reach across and close off the channel. It burst open on its own 5 months later, but Yakutat resident Ray Sensmeyer says before it did, people batted around all kinds of ideas.
There were different scenarios that were discussed, like drilling a hole through, clear through the mountain, and maybe even using nuclear devices to blow it up, but it's a tremendous amount of ice.
No one seriously considered going nuclear, but scientists say that's the kind of brute force that would be needed. Stretching more than 70 miles back into Canada, hundreds of yards deep, the Hubbard goes where it wants to go in an ebb and flow that is eons old. In fact, Sensmeyer says his Tlingit ancestors settled these lands 1,000 years ago after crossing over the ice that once covered much of the area. He believes, and biologists agree, that over the long term, the new river channel would provide more and better spawning habitat for salmon.
I think the elders would say that Mother Nature is going to take care of this problem that we have, and it'll give the river a little rest.
For the time being, though, Harold Eshelman isn't getting much rest along this lovely Languid River.
Did you see that fish jump?
I saw a whole bunch of fish.
An 11-year veteran of the Setuck, he's suffered bug bites so bad he couldn't make a fist, faced grizzly bears that haunt him still, and he says he'll keep on fishing as long as the fishing's good.